Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. On today's episode, as promised, I am going to give you, in order from 10 to 1, the 10 most NFL-ready draft prospects of the 2018 NFL Draft. I believe these guys are not necessarily the best players in the draft, although a number of them are, but I believe these guys are most well-positioned to make an impact their rookie year, for the reason being that I believe they are the most NFL-ready. So starting out with number 10, my 10th most NFL-ready draft prospect is running back Sonny Michel from Georgia. So what makes Sonny Michel an NFL-ready draft prospect? I believe this is what separates him. Let's just go over all the things. Number one, his vision. I believe he may have the best vision of any running back in this draft. Saquon Barkley is the most explosive. He's probably going to make the biggest impact his rookie year. But when you look at Sonny Michel, all the time he's played at Georgia, I've always seen him have excellent vision at the first level, the second level, and I've also seen him be a very smart football player in terms of picking up blitzes, making good decisions, having a good feel for the cutback lanes, taking the best advantage of his blocks, knowing how to finish runs. I believe that Sonny Michel is a pro ready player. This is a guy that is ready to make an impact right away. Another thing is that, you know, not to say this is necessarily going to make him NFL ready, but he was a 2-year captain there. And one of the reasons that his coach made him a 2-year captain is he said his football IQ was off the charts. So all of those things combined to me makes this guy, an NFL ready draft prospect. You know, I don't believe that, you know, I don't believe he's going to have as much to learn as some of these other running backs coming out. So he is a guy, just like Alvin Kamara and Kareem Hunt, I believe he can make that kind of impact in his rookie year, and someone who I believe potentially can be in the conversation for NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. All right, my 9th most NFL-ready draft prospect is the center, Billy Price from Ohio State. Here's why. Number one, he already has the strength and the power to deal with defensive tackles at the next level. Number two, he's played all 4 years there, and he's been highly consistent for all 4 years. He's had some times where he's looked a little bit too eager, and you know, it's gotten him in trouble. But outside of that, he's looked like a guy that has been ready for the pros for a few years right now. He has the power to deal with guys at the next level. He already has a technical proficiency, and he has the intelligence from everything I'm hearing from scouts. The other reason why he's NFL ready is that he's shown that he has the skill set to start at the next level right away at either center or guard. So no matter where you put him on the interior offensive line, he can make an impact right away. The guy's been coached well during his time there, and he's certainly, you know, his coaches will tell you and scouts will tell you that this is a smart football player. So I see Billy Price as someone that can come in the league and make an impact right away, which is why he is my 9th most pro-ready NFL prospect. All right, number 8, my 8th most pro-ready prospect of the 2018 NFL Draft is wide receiver Calvin Ridley out of Alabama. Just like when Amari Cooper was coming out a few years ago, this is a guy that is the best in the draft in terms of being fast in and out of his breaks and allowing him to get elite separation. That is one thing that makes him very pro-ready. He also can run the entire route tree. There's no route that this guy can't run, and he's very, very difficult to cover. The guy's electrically fast, has great hands, but I'm telling you, in and out of his breaks, he's very quick. He's possibly even the most polished route runner in the entire draft. Some of the other great route runners I look at are going to be Christian Kirk and Deshaun Hamilton. Those are two other route runners that I like. But when you want to package it all together in terms of just being smooth and having great technique, having elite separation skills and great game speed, Calvin Ridley is overall the best wide receiver in this draft class. And because of all those things, I think he's pro-ready. He's able to play right away. The only things that, you know, people question is really, can he catch well in traffic? But I will tell you, there's a number of times I've seen him make great catches in traffic. So I don't see this guy necessarily as an elite, meaning, you know, top 5 to 7 wide receiver. But nowadays, I mean, if you can get a number two wide receiver, a true number two wide receiver, which I think Calvin Ridley certainly will be, it's definitely a good pickup. So Calvin Ridley, very pro ready, and I think he's ready to start from day one. All right, my 7th most NFL ready draft prospect is someone else, just like Calvin Ridley, who's also played in a pro style system, and a lot of these guys have. And that is quarterback Josh Rosen from UCLA. I have Baker Mayfield and I have Sam Darnold ahead of him in terms of the quarterbacks that I think are the best, but Rosen is the most NFL ready. Here's why. He's played in a pro style system. He has the most experience and proficiency in terms of playing in a pro style system and making accurate passes from the pocket. Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, I believe those guys are going to be good pros, but I do believe Josh Rosen is more NFL ready. He's, again, pro style offense. He's made all the throws, and from, you know, I can't tell for sure, but in terms of being able to process information thrown at him and understanding new schemes, I've heard the guy is a straight up genius in terms of his ability to process information. So all of those things combined, you know, I like Josh Rosen. He can make all the throws. And, you know, he's someone, I don't think he has as high of a ceiling as Sam Darnold, but I do believe he will be able to figure it out faster and probably make, for that reason, I think likely a bigger impact in his first year because his learning curve is not going to be quite the same. Okay, moving on to number 6. This guy is pro-ready. He is James Daniels, the center out of Iowa, and I believe the second best offensive lineman overall in this year's draft. When you want to talk about actual awareness, his awareness is off the charts. I've gone back and watched a number of his games from Iowa, and I'll tell you what I see. The guy always knows what is going on at all times. He's a very smart center. Also, one thing I see him constantly do is he constantly wins the leverage battle. He constantly knows how to get attached to a defender, and defenders do not get disengaged from him very often. James Daniels plays with tremendous knee bend, has great hip mobility, is effective in both pass and run blocking. He's technically proficient. He's athletic. The only thing he needs to work on is just adding a little bit of bulk, but he's pro-ready 100%. He's a guy that could come in and I believe can be, you know, a Pro Bowl player within 1 to 2 years. And that is why James Daniels, the center from Iowa, is my 6th most NFL-ready draft prospect. All right, moving on. Number 5. My 5th most NFL-ready draft prospect is defensive end Bradley Chubb from NC State. The only reason I don't rank him higher is he's going to have to deal with some more athletic tackles at the next level, and he's going to have to continue to work on his pass rush and his counter moves. But right now, coming into the draft, the guy has a tremendous arsenal of these pass rush and counter moves. He has one of the best bull rushes I've seen in the last few years from a defensive end prospect. His bull rush is tremendous. He has tremendous dip and able to get around the edge very easily. He's highly effective in the run game, and he's very, very instinctive, and he's also very smart pre-play of understanding what is going to happen. He has a tremendous motor. And when you look at him, you know, he has a very, especially for someone that has not played a pro game yet, the guy is highly, highly talented with his hands and also just his overall
pass rush moves. He just has a huge variety of them. For me, Bradley Chubb is one of my can't miss prospects and definitely someone who is NFL ready and I believe can even have double digit sacks in his rookie season. All right, number four, my fourth most NFL ready draft prospect is safety Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama. Here's why he's NFL ready. Look, the guy has the versatility to play every position in the secondary. He has the ability to be one of the best center fielders playing free safety in the NFL. Not only that, I believe he is also going to be one of the very best against the run. If you ask the guy to play slot cornerback, he can do it. He's definitely shown he can play nickel corner, and the guy just has a tremendous arsenal. The only knock on him has been his change of direction speed. But look, I feel like at some point, you know, you're just going to say things about a player because to fill out a scouting report because you have to have some knock on him. But look, the guy is pretty close to flawless. Jamal Adams was great, but I think Minka Fitzpatrick is going to be even better. This is a special talent, a guy that you can plug anywhere in your secondary and from day one get a quality starter. But if you really want to get the most out of him, you play him at free safety, and this guy can make a big impact his rookie season. All right, my third most NFL-ready draft prospect is guard Quentin Nelson out of Notre Dame. Quite possibly the nastiest and the best offensive lineman to come out of the draft in the last few years. This guy's upside is absolutely outrageous. Mm-hmm. He is as fast getting out of his stance as I've seen for a guard in a long time. When you look at him at the point of attack, that is where he is strong. This guy is going to create some massive lanes for his running backs to go through. And you need a guy that if you got a good running back and you want to close out a game, this guy can really help you do that. And that's where a lot of teams, you know, struggle, is that sometimes they'll have a good running back, but, you know, you have a hard time closing out games because you don't have these really high-end run blockers. This guy could quickly emerge to be one of the best guards in the league. He has everything you need. He has a compact punch, fluid hips, wins the leverage battle. He's nasty, and he doesn't stop until he imposes his will. The areas where he's going to have to just, you know, get adjusted at the next level is that when he makes his first level blocks, he's going to have to get to the second level a lot faster than what he's done. And it's just that the game is going to have to speed up for him. But I'm not too concerned because he's so gifted that I believe that he's going to be able to adapt to it pretty easily. Guards seem to have a tougher transition into the NFL than some other positions, in my opinion, from what I've seen. But I think his transition is going to be pretty smooth, and it should not take him very long to figure out the game at the next level. And that is why Quentin Nelson, not only is he one of the very best players in the draft, He might be the safest one. One of the safest ones. The guy is a home run pick and they can't miss prospect. All right, I am moving on to number two, and let me just go out on a limb and say that although people are not saying this, this is, and mark my words, will be the best defensive player in the NFL draft, and that is safety Derwin James from Florida State. This guy is a plug-and-play, all-pro player at the strong safety position. Minka Fitzpatrick is tremendous against the run, but he does not have the kind of change of direction speed and game speed that I've seen from Derwin James. Derwin James may not be as versatile, but he is a guy that will absolutely kill your run game from the safety position. He also has a tremendous nose for the ball. He's flying all over the field. The guy is highly instinctive. His coach has actually said that he is quite possibly the smartest football player, or I'm sorry, the smartest defensive back he has ever coached. Look, the guy has a tremendous heart for the game, a will to win, and you know, just looking at his tape, the guy knows what is going on at all times. He seems to pick up things very fast, and he's someone that you just plug and play at strong safety, and he can dominate right away. I believe he's going to be better than Cam Chancellor. To me, what he reminds me of is a mixture of Entrell Roll and Cam Chancellor with cornerback-type speed. The guy is electrically fast. Let me tell you, the game against Louisville, he caught Lamar Jackson from behind and took him down. The guy has incredible speed, and I just think he's going to pick up the game very, very easily. Derwin James, I believe, is going to be a Pro Bowler his rookie year and is, in my opinion, the best defensive player in the NFL draft. And someone who I am predicting now as the second most NFL-ready draft prospect. My number one most NFL-ready draft prospect is Saquon Barkley, the running back from Penn State. There's nothing on his game that really needs to improve, in my opinion. That's why he's number one. There's one number one, there's nothing on his game that he needs to improve. And number two, he is the most talent, he has more talent than any other prospect in this draft at any position. You want to talk about a guy that has elite game speed, the ability to stop on a dime, can ad-lib plays and you know, alter the course of his runs as he wants. This is a guy that can do it. I believe he's going to have to maybe alter some of this at the next level because he's playing a high level of competition. But look, The guy does everything exceptionally well. He has game speed, in my opinion, that is as good, if not better, than Adrian Peterson coming out of college. That is how crazy good his game speed is. When you want to talk about a guy that sees the lanes and takes advantage of it, he does that. Whenever there's a cutback lane available, he always takes advantage of it. Plays with an optimal pad level, is reliable in pass protection, just a complete football player. Look at him attack the line of scrimmage. I don't care what they say about, you know, him and his yards after contact. I've seen enough game tape of him that he's just fine after contact. The guy, if you look at the college tape of Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley, this guy looks better from the college game tape. He's, you know, if there's anything he has to improve on his game, the guy is so NFL ready. I just think he's going to figure it out right away. He's a can't miss prospect, and one of the easiest ones to ever evaluate, and the guy that should make a massive impact to the next level within his first couple games. All right, next time on the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, we are going to focus on the tight ends. I'm going to give you my evaluation of the tight end prospects that are coming out this year. There are a number of names out there that are starting to get a little more recognition. No one's really expected to go in the first half of the first round. But I do believe there are some guys out there with some good talent. And on the next episode, I'm going to evaluate those tight end prospects and really predict what I think they're going to look like at the next level.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.